Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching entitled, Don't Limit God, was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Psalms 139, in verse 13 it says, For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest part of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which were in continuance, were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. That's old English terminology, but this just means that God possessed us when we were still in our mother's womb. He knew everything about us. He knew every part. He had a plan for you. You aren't a mistake. Whether your parents knew you were coming or not, God knew you were coming. God possessed your reins. It says that when Mary went to Elizabeth and greeted her, Elizabeth said that the babe leapt in her womb for joy, and he was 6 months along in the pregnancy. This was the 6 months of Elizabeth's pregnancy. And John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Spirit but 3 months before he was born. For any of you that have a question, this shouldn't be a question to a Christian, but if you have a question about when life begins, I guarantee you God did not fill a fetus, a hunk of tissue, with the Holy Spirit, and this hunk of tissue didn't leap for joy. It was a person. There was an expression of joy. But 3 months before John the Baptist was born, he was a living, viable person. Abortion is killing a living person. You were possessed by God in your mother's womb. You are a person, and you were created by God and designed with specific purposes. Did you know you didn't do anything to control who you are? You didn't do anything to control where you were born, whether you were a male or a female, what your gifts and talents are. See, a lot of Christians, when they get born again, it's like they think that God, they just came on God's radar when they got born again. And so here you are, a 20, 30, 40, 50 year old, and oh God, here I am, take all I am and everything I have, and I want you to use it. And you start asking God to bless what you've been doing for the last 20 or 30 years. But I'm telling you that before you were born, God had a plan for your life. It says over in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, and it's showing that Jesus is superior to all of the angels. And it's contrasting Jesus with the angels. And it says, aren't all of the angels ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who shall be heirs of salvation? That verse shows that angels minister on your behalf because God in His foreknowledge knew that you would accept Him someday. Even before you got born again, angels were ministering for you and helping, trying to direct you and to preserve you and to keep you so that you could someday accept the Lord. So angels minister for you before you get born again. God had a purpose for your life when you were still in your mother's womb. And you may have spent 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, whatever, doing your own thing and thinking that you only found God when you were 40 years old. But God wasn't one that was lost. He found you, amen. And He had a plan for you, and you were created, whether you're male or female, whether you were born in the United States or some other country, whether the color of your skin, all of your talents and all of your abilities, you may have developed them, but God is the one that gave them to you specifically because He had a purpose for your life. God has a plan for your life, and it's not up to you to pick and choose and do whatever you want to do and then ask God to bless it. You need to go back and realize that He possessed you in your mother's womb. He knew every part about you. He knew exactly what you'd look like. He knew exactly the time that you were born in. There's no mistake. You know, people often get to reading things about being back in other times and they wish they could have lived back in the old West, or they wish they could have lived in a different time, or all of this. There's no mistakes. You were born for such a time as this. You are here at an exact time because God has a purpose for your life. And I shouldn't have to say these things, but I do have to say them because, again, the church has been so influenced by the world that many of us just have this attitude that, well, here I am, and oh God, use this and bless it, and you think it's up to you to pick and choose what you do with your life. Someday we're all going to stand before the Lord. And I'm not saying this in a condemning way, because through Jesus, all of our condemnation has been placed on Him. God's not going to punish you or reject you, but it does say over in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 that we're going to stand before the Lord and there's going to be a fire applied to each one of our lives. And this fire is going to try every work that we have. If it was wood, hay, and stubble, those things are going to be burnt. If it's gold, silver, and precious stones, those things will last. And it says God is going to check our work of what sort it is. It didn't say what size it is. That's an important terminology. If you got those verses up there, Carol, 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is, not what size it is. You know, we always are comparing ourselves and saying, have I done as much as this person? Have as many people been touched? Has many people been led to the Lord as this other person over here? And that's all the wrong comparison. God didn't call everybody to be on television or radio or be doing what I'm doing. But God has called every one of you. Some of you, it's your mailman. It's your neighbor. It's the children, the grandchildren. You have a realm of influence, and God is going to... When you stand before Him, He's going to say, I called you to do this. Well, God, I've been an auto worker. I've been working in construction my whole life. And He says, but I anointed you to do this. Oh, but that's not what I did my whole life. He's not going to judge you based on what you did. He's going to judge you based on what His plan for you was and whether or not you ever fulfilled it. It's quiet in this Presbyterian church. I know some of you are thinking, man, this is a totally different attitude. This is the reason I'm teaching on this. Most people think that, well, God, I've been doing this my whole life. Now I'm born again, so here's my life. Take it and bless it, and you want God to use you. But you don't know for sure that what you're doing is what God called you to do. Let me say it this way. If you go to a job and you hate what you're doing, you just live for vacation and live for the weekend, you probably missed God's will for your life. You know, I had an employee, a young guy who was going to our Bible school. He was only about 18 or something. And I was in the break room one day, and he came in and he goes, TGIF. And I said, what does that stand for? And he says, well, thank God it's Friday. And I said, what's so great about Friday? And he says, well, it's the last day of the work week. I get the weekend off. I don't have to come to work tomorrow. And I said, do you not like your job here? And he said, oh, no, I like my job here. And I said, you know what? I could fix it. I said, there's 100 people that would like to take your job. He started backpedaling. Oh, no, I like working here. And I was just giving him a hard time. But I said, you know what? If you don't appreciate working here, I said, there's other people that would be glad to work here in your place. And he went to repenting. But you know what? I don't have that attitude. I wake up on Monday and I'm thrilled because, man, we're back to teaching and we're ministering to people in school. And I look forward to these meetings. You know, if what you're doing is a drag and you don't like it, you probably haven't found God's will for your life. Now, that's not 100% true, because you could be in the center of God's will and just have the devil condemning you and you haven't realized and understood what an impact you're making. And so sometimes there needs to be an attitude adjustment. But I'd say in the vast majority of cases, people who are dissatisfied and stuff, it's because you haven't found God's will for your life. You know, I really believe this, that God, your whole makeup, your whole personality, your giftings, your callings, everything about you, again, was predetermined, and you are suited for just doing one thing. You were made for one purpose. And if you aren't doing what God called you to do, then there isn't going to be a satisfaction and a contentment and a joy and a peace. There is something, I can't even explain it, about knowing that you're where God made you to be, that everything about your life is going the direction that God created it to do. There is a satisfaction and a peace and a joy that goes with that that you can't get any other way. Some of you are praying that you'll have joy and peace, and yet you're doing something that is contrary to what God called you to do, and you'll never reach total peace and satisfaction and contentment. Because part of it comes with just being in the center of God's will. You know, a few years back, I was in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I always go and speak to this man's business, one of our partners. And he brings me in. He has about 30 employees, and he just tells the people, he says, the clock is running. Sit and listen to this man talk as long as he wants to. And I just preach to him. Anyway, I did this a few years back, and when I came out, there was a woman, Oriental lady, that was answering the phones, and I hadn't seen her in the previous years, and she didn't come back when I was talking to the rest of the employees. So I just went out and I started visiting with her and talking to her and said, are you new here? And started asking her some questions. And she says, who are you? And I said, well, I'm a minister, and I'm a friend of the owner of this business, and I always come here and speak to the employees. And she says, a minister for who? What kind of minister? And I said, for Jesus. And she says, you're the one. And I said, what do you mean? And she says, I'm a Buddhist. And she said, last night I was praying and going through my ritual. And she said, I just got dissatisfied. And she started praying and she says, I know that there's a God, but I can't believe that this Buddha is it. And she says, God, whoever you are, reveal yourself to me. And she said, instantly there was this ball of light in front of her just pulsating. And she knew in her heart that this was God manifesting herself. And she says, who are you? And she had this voice come and say, tomorrow I'll send you a man who'll tell you who I am. And she said, you must be the man. And I said, I'm the man. I said, I can tell you who that was. And I told her about Jesus and got her born again and filled with the Holy Spirit. And I tell you what, when I got out in the car, you talk about joy and excitement. It's like, God, I know I'm in the right place at the right time.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on taking the limits off of God. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series R1060C or DVD series R3204D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. You can also get Andrew's teaching as seen on TV by requesting DVD album R1060D. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK148 titled, What You Don't Know Limits God, when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.